Back now with Day to Day. And you know, on most NPR shows, this is about the time when you'd hear, oh, you know, the scraping of dishes, the crackling of fat in a pan, and some learned person, a cook or otherwise, sharing a classic Thanksgiving recipe.
2 tablespoons of horseradish.
We are not going to go there.
Are you tired of the same old turkey dinner? I know I am. That's why I've decided to make it the Tiki Turkey Dinner this year. Hi, I'm Charles Phoenix, and this is the Tiki Turkey Dinner Party.
Nothing says mid-century more than tiki, and so it was that our contributor 50s fanatic Charles Phoenix seized upon tiki as just the thing to spice up his Thanksgiving Day feast.
The Tiki Turkey Dinner is all the traditional Thanksgiving dinner dishes that I grew up with, except everything's been Polynesianized. For example, cranberry mango pineapple sauce, volcano mashed potatoes and lava gravy, coconut curry. Are you guys ready? Because we're going to make the dinner right now. So here's how to make the Tiki Turkey Dinner. The first thing we're going to do is we're going to make the cranberry mango pineapple sauce. It's going to be delicious. We have our traditional cranberry sauce, whole berry in the can. We have frozen chunk mangoes. I'm going to add craisins and some mango jam.
Didn't catch that? Don't worry. We've got all the recipes, plus pictures and video. You have to see Charles to believe him. It's all at NPR.org, including the recipe for the Hawaiian bread stuffing.
It's 2 big loaves of Hawaiian bread crumbs, 2 sticks of butter, thyme, sage, poultry seasoning, crushed pineapple, coconut flakes, date bits. That's the recipe.
Pretty much all the ingredients come in a can, a jar, or a plastic pouch. But that's okay, because that's kind of, well, it's kind of tiki. And tiki, or tiki culture, as its fans call it, has been around since the 1930s. It's an amalgam of Polynesia and pure fantasy, Charles says. At its heart, tiki is about relaxation, sipping an exotic cocktail by a pool lit with flaming torches. And even though it's inspired by the Asian Pacific, tiki is uniquely American.
Americans have the ability to invent their own style and culture, or little bits and pieces of it. We will take a culture and totally stylize it and make it our own. And that's basically what tiki culture is. Uh-oh, this is burning. Oh, no.
The main course, a turkey meatloaf, which Charles is shaping into the face of a tiki god.
Meat as a sculptural medium is a little more difficult to work with than I had anticipated, but don't you worry about a thing. It's going to come out beautifully.
The dinner hour approaches and the guests arrive.
Hi, Charles.
Aloha.
Aloha.
Are you ready for Thanksgiving?
I'm so excited.
Hi, sweetheart.
Mwah.
Here.
Oh, it's good to see you.
Hey, Joe.
How are you?
How are you?
We're a small group. Just me, my husband Joe, and our day-to-day director, the vivacious Shireen Meraji. She immediately reaches into a centerpiece of skewers, each topped with a pineapple chunk and a maraschino cherry.
Mmm, delicious.
I need about 5 more minutes. We've had a minor jello mold meltdown, literally. I left it too long in hot water.
We enjoy some fruity cocktails, blue fruity cocktails, while Charles works frantically in the kitchen. And soon emerges like a proud father.
Tiki turkey dinner is served. Right this way, please.
Voila. Wow, this looks delicious.
So allow me, if you will, Hawaiian bread stuffing.
Oh my.
Coconut curry, green bean casserole.
Oh my.
Doesn't that look delicious?
Look at that.
Lava gravy, volcano mashed potatoes, cranberry mango pineapple sauce. Ambrosia.
Ambrosia.
No meal would be complete without it, of course. And then here is your very own tiki turkey meatloaf. This is the tiki turkey dinner.
Extraordinary.
Well, thank you.
Charles.
Thank you.
We dig in. It's interesting. Soft. Doesn't really require teeth.
Hmm.
delicious.
And once we've gummed our way through the coconut curry green bean casserole and the pineapple sweet potatoes with multicolored marshmallows, it's time for dessert.
Okay, you ready for coconut pineapple apple pumpkin pie upside down cake flambé?
Wow.
How's that for you, you guys?
Wow. It's delicious.
Now, after a regular turkey dinner, most Americans gather around the TV to watch the ball game, or maybe they hit the couch for a nice long snooze. What to do after a tiki turkey dinner?
The limbo.
Dun 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 dun. Dun 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 dun
Delicious. Thanks for coming.
Yeah, very delicious.
Happy Thanksgiving. Well, that turned out pretty darn well. Whoa.
The Tiki Turkey Thanksgiving Dinner, as prepared by Charles Phoenix and produced by Steve Proffitt. Photos, recipes, and video. It's a Tiki Fest, all at our website, npr.org. Day to Day is a production of NPR News with contributions from Slate.com. Happy Thanksgiving from all of us to you. I'm Madeline Brand.